ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। एवरीवन हैड वंडरफुल एंजॉयबल अकम्प्लिश्ड मीटिंग लास्ट नाइट विद बाबा। यस एवरीवन, एवरीवन, everyone, sure. Yes, we are also becoming expert now to deal with the crowd, right? We don't want to push anyone, but we can be pushed, right? But then you have to be firm. I was watching. Baba has given us one more week. Time is getting shorter for homework. I think once our mind is engaged and our intellect also is engaged in practicing. Baba gives us so many practices and we have to practice many things. So when mind and intellect is engaged, then it's like the value which we are creating for our each thought and each moment and also for each breath. How is value created? Baba was mentioning, talking about attainments and importance of confluence age. So attainments and importance, it's not just to become aware of it, but to utilize, to use appropriately. That's what it creates value. Not that there is value, but I have to make everything valuable. That means my thought or whatever I am attaining creates the value of the time. I use time in a valuable way with the awareness that this is confluence age and I can earn income which can last imperishable for 21 births. Baba used one imperishable, then he said 21 births. But then even just after silver age is over, copper age begins, we are still very well off for purity. Our purity, our degrees are still highest and equivalent to the souls which are coming from Paramdham. Because souls of that category of 12 degrees, they start descending in copper age to play their different roles in different branches. But we still maintain those degrees of purity because the quality of purity which we have is very high quality. So awareness of one's own fortune and the importance of the time, Baba was, you know, if you read it, means some of you must have taken notes, but we get Murali. Immediately, we open our iPads, Murali is there. This morning also we got copy of Murali, read few times. That how do I combine into, not that I am fortunate, but how do I create fortune? And especially whenever Baba says that every step you take, there is multi-million fold fortune. So the quality of step, the step in the form of thought, step could be in the form of action. Because first step is really what you think. And second step is then what you do. And then it's connected, but towards the end when Baba was saying that you should have determination. And first time, like the way he explained, how do I know I have determination? Do I force myself to do it? Do I to be firm to do it? Is that determination? Or if I have determination, then what will happen? You have thought and it's going to happen. Thought changes into action immediately. Not that I keep thinking, then I say, oh, I wanted to do, I should have done, would have been like that, could have been better. No. The thought, determination is increasing power and capacity in the thought. And when it increases, then it happens. That means it could be both ways. Because it has to happen, you're having thoughts. Because during that East time, we used to match both things. That when it's a time for something to happen. And that is why even during Brahma Baba's time, Baba had a lot of patience with us. And Baba used to talk a lot about world service. But one word which will be very often spoken was, everything happens at its own time. So should I keep planning, should I keep thinking, or should I say, when it has to happen, it will happen. But a time comes where every moment and every thought got so aligned, you know. You will yourself say, it was right time, it was right time, right thought that it happened, not that I keep thinking. World service will happen, that's all right, we have to think. But lot of things. So then Dadi, she used to share her thought within a month or two, sometimes within a few weeks, that manifested. It did happen. Big things happen. So sometimes I think because they had to happen according to drama, it was planned that she got thought or it was her thought that make it happen. You understand? Because drama is also destined, no? So it must play. So when it's playing, the way it is playing, about to play, are my thoughts connected? Or is it my thought which created drama? Could be both, right? But very subtly you have such a deep feeling of, you know, alignment with the time. Because a lot of people sometimes they have very big things in mind. But that's where also, remember that about 8 years ago in our one of the RC meeting, we wanted to do something, wanted to integrate all our projects, all our, you know, international things. And we look at that and we said, oh, that big, who is going to handle, who has time, who has capacity? And last year we were sitting and I said, we can do it, let's start. So we had our first meeting in Peace Village, then we had second, and we finding it is working well. But at that time looked like a big thing. But because we were not attached, we said, that's ideal. Whenever we are ready, we will be able to do it. Didn't push for it or... So when Baba says that when there is determination, it seems to be a kind of energy which builds up and creates some alignment where even if you have thoughts maybe 2 months ago, 3 months ago, but you're not impatient about it. You always say, this is ideal and it must happen. And then some other we forgot and we had to dig all that, what we have created, like how the structure will be like. And when it's happening so natural. So determination is not you're forcing, but determination is becoming the quality of your thought. Determination is becoming like an energy. Because otherwise if something had to happen 3 days ago, I can't make it happen today. Right? whether it's for efforts or whether it's for service. So how do I feel that I have determination, but also because I know that thought is so pure, that it will happen. And that's why we are able to surrender, you know, we're not holding it, holding in the sense of why it didn't happen, we plan it doesn't happen. We hear so many comments from people, but I always, my experience so many years with Baba had been that if it's a pure thought, leave it, it will happen at the right time. You understand? On other side you are determined, but on, with determination you also have this quality of lot of trust, you know. This is ideal, it must happen. So you're not disheartened, you're not disappointed, you don't make comments on structure or organization or individuals, no. You just say, okay. If it's coming from Baba, and it's from determination, then it must happen. Many times, you know, many things, and that was the quality of thoughts in Brahma Baba from very beginning. And I didn't see him like when he started, but when I met him in 1950, when I met him, I think 56 or 57, he was in Delhi. So he was, when I met first time, it was like you have to make appointment. I came from university and there was a very beautiful way, Baba, simple room, very beautiful, we met. And Baba was saying few words, few things. And they were really like future, they were like blessings. And never, I think, he changed his vision. And he said, oh, maybe this is not the right soul. I said right things. You think Baba would have thought ever? So I still sometimes trying to assess determination. What's determination? So determination is somewhere you are so aligned with the self and others and drama, you know. And that alignment will show you that it will happen. It will happen. It's going to happen. And that was Baba's, Brahma Baba's, if he had a vision, if he had to speak words, he was 100% sure that this is right, it's going to happen. If you are determined, then you get impatient, that's so not going to work too, right? So you have determination, but also this trust that if it's the right thought, it's pure thought, it will happen. That's all to have that stability also is because you are determined, no? You don't let your state be affected because it didn't happen, no? If it's right, it's going to happen. And then you get very detached and surrender, and then you, when it happened, you enjoy it so much, you feel so happy because there was a thought and now it's happening. So how do I, at every step, every thought, in awareness, have this consciousness of importance of time and of my fortune. But what Baba wants to see that awareness should now be into not only awareness, but it should be somewhere expressed through our face and also through our activity. Baba uses word face, chehra, chehra. Activity is chalan. It should manifest. And that was Brahma Baba's face. No? Someone recently asked me that was a Spanish group came for retreat, that wherever we go we see this picture. And sometimes we feel, isn't it a cult, you know? So I said, whatever you say it, but unless we... Then I explained them that how, you know, God comes, and when He comes I have to meet, and it's through the eyes. And all the time, because we sit with open eyes and we want to look into that, what He was and what He got attained from God. And I heard that before they left, they all were taking drishti. What's the importance? Why we have Brahma Baba? And really, if you don't put it, just have point of light, we miss. Something is missing. Not we want on everywhere Brahma Baba's picture, on fridge, on here, here. I always put just in Baba's room. And classroom, if you have two classrooms, if you have combined classroom and public lecture hall, then you have to see how it works. So Brahma Baba's face expressed everything what was in consciousness. But ours is gap between awareness, face and activity. And Baba said, no, all three are important. But I like the way Baba was, you know, for me, and I understand, but I always try to understand more like, okay, how do I keep importance of confluence age? How do I see that fortune is being created? How long during day I'm aware of the fortune? But Baba made it very clear yesterday that he wants from us two things. Right? What two things? I mean, Baba had been so loving, so kind, so graceful. What he wants from us? To be double sovereigns. And just imagine what he wants us to be double sovereigns. I mean, highest on high father, his thoughts for us. One is self-sovereignty, another is world sovereignty. And for self-sovereignty, Baba said, what is required is controlling power and ruling power. Lot of people have controlling power, externally and internally also. Lot of people control things, right? That's their nature. But if you control, you don't govern, what's the use? You can sit with a controlled situation, but you don't know how to use it, no? Ruling power means governing power. No? If you sit still, all your sense organs just like this, okay, you control. But when it comes in actions, you don't have governing power. Ruling power. Ruling power is governing power. So I realize that controlling power, most of us have. Right? We control our thought, we can control our word, we can. But then what we have to do, control to govern, no? So I don't look at anyone, I shouldn't be seeing this, I shouldn't be, okay, I control. But how much I am serving through drishti? So not controlling power is okay. Many Brahmins have controlled themselves to an extent that they don't even sometimes, they are so scared about everything, about attachment, maybe this might happen, that because it's only controlled situation. But what you enjoy is, another thing is, ruling power, and that's governing power. That requires not only ability, but that creates a lot of joy. Lots of happiness every time. As Baba says, if there is no governing power, then you control your words. But then still you don't know what to do. So not to speak is control. But what to speak is what Baba said, ruling power. That means you know, this is how my eyes should be acting. This is how my hands should be. This is how, where I should be. No, so not doing. Many Brahmins say, I'm very scared. Maybe Maya could come this way. Maybe, no, we don't have to be scared. No, we don't have to. Controlling situation is little scary. Some are not friendly because they fear of attachment. Friendship is a good quality. Attachment, of course, is So you can have lot of active energy, not just by controlling, but by governing. And you could enjoy it so much because someone comes, I have to share drishti now. What quality I should share in drishti? In other words, ruling power could, for the person, could be a conducting power. How do you conduct yourself? Shouldn't be doing this, but what I should be doing. When you really what you should be doing is more focused, then automatically what you shouldn't be doing becomes easier. I was churning little bit on, because I always kind of look at and say, okay, what's giving joy? What's, is it just controlling or governing? And if you have governing power, because even Laukik world also, you can have everything, whether it's people or family, whatever, you are actively involving themselves. Instead of always saying, you cannot do this, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be like that. And that's very much like, you know, external, internal, even for yourself. But what I should be doing, how I should be doing, like for me, I play with words a lot in the sense of, you can say same thing, but can we say it differently? Can you present it, which is something different? And that's where the energy is very active and is being used. Like there is purity, but am I using that purity? Are my words getting more sweeter, better, gentler, more spiritual? That's called ruling power. Like in our activities also, no? As all of us are spiritual instruments, but we also have administrative responsibility. So administrative responsibility is something which you enjoy, because that's where you are becoming, as Baba said, we all have to be world benefactor. You have to be world rulers. How will you become world rulers? How do you become world sovereign? So certain principles, certain way to govern, certain way of administration is, which is called ruling power. A king sits on the throne but doesn't know how to rule. And ruling is applying spiritual laws, no? How do you rule? Ruling means applying certain laws, no? There are personal principles, maryadas. Then with people when we interact, there are such karmic accounts involved to think about someone negative or even to speak and listen to some gossips of something. So how do I, with the family, what's my relationship? My relationship is only spiritually we talk, spiritually we don't get into any other karmic accounts, no? Yesterday someone shared, this morning, my experience with Baba this time was so good, I felt as if something had been washed away from me. But why God took so long to do that? So you think, I said, you think he took time or you took time? She said, but I wanted this for a long time. I said, your karmic accounts were there, so you were pulled. When you know all wasteful thoughts are also your karmic accounts, because why towards a soul, why towards a situation, why certain things touch you more than others, is karmic accounts. Once you know, I should have good yoga to settle than have wasteful thoughts. She said, but that's where I get wasteful thoughts when I sit in yoga. So I don't have good yoga. So it's not God delayed in giving you what He wanted to give, but you were able to receive now. So think a little bit on controlling power, I think we understand. But ruling power, as self-sovereign and ruling power as world master. Like we look at Dadiji. Dadiji appeared world ruler, world princess, empress. She appeared in her personality, in her doing things. She always thought about whole world, for everyone. One time she said, I want to bring all these saints and sages to God's home and feed them from God's bandara. Not because wanted to convince them or chain them, no. At least they should come once to God's home. At least they should have some food from God's bandara. Such a pure feeling of doing service, then it will happen, then publicity will happen. These days people always think promotions and marketing and publicity. But from where Dadi was thinking is, so churn more on controlling and ruling power for self-sovereignty and also to be world emperor. You will really like it because then you will understand your part at confluence age. You will never feel burdened by anything. But if I am not self-sovereign, then it's difficult to be world sovereign. Because self-sovereignty is throne, gives lot of practice, you know, to stay on the throne of self-sovereignty will give you lot of capacity to sit on world sovereignty. And that will be your experience now at confluence. But also second thing Baba said, I want, and which is there, and that is double purity. So that means the purity of the thoughts going into elements, and first elements, your body. Water, air, five elements outside, unlimited. Part of that, those elements is this body. And the vibrations, that's why, at least whenever I meditate and I tell others, that don't think of world at that time. Of course we will, but first you make your own body very transparent, very clean, very through your own vibrations. Put soul consciousness, God's remembrance also into your body. So double purity Baba talked about. And then of course when you have that, then every thought spreads, you know, it serves the world. But purification, purity of the soul and purity of the body, double purity. The double kings and double purity. So many times we want to know, all of us, that we always want to know that what Baba wants from us, right? So yesterday he said, that's what I want. You to be double king and to be double pure. Brahma Baba's body, Dadi Gulzar, Dadi Janki, when you really come closer to them, in the sense happen to be closer, you have such pure feelings, you know. One of the saints was saying in 85, when we had a very first time, they had 85 of them, and so one shared experience in the morning class, that Dadiji was very humble also, authority but humble. So in Dadi's room, it was a very big Mahatma. Dadi said, sit, no, next to Dadi. He said, no, I should sit on your feet. Or Dadi said, sit. So he shared that when she was sitting next to Dadi, so little, like Dadi must have done this or something, it little cloth of sari touched him, and he said his body was like it was a current. He said there was so much purity. He said immediately, he said, we all are just trying to boast or saying things, but real purity is here. So their bodies also have that current of purity. So especially Amrit Vela, whenever you sit, just let soul and body both into that totally purified, pure. And it's very, very important. And then, of course, it becomes very easy, like Baba said, how many hours we were with Baba. So it was God's company directly, you know. I liked, last time when I revised Murli, one brother came to me, he said, thank you very much. I said, well, it's just sharing. He said, whatever you receive sitting next to him, you shared with us, so we want to thank you. And I really felt that it's how much Baba's company colors us. Whether when we sit in front of him, whether in meditation or while creating all relationships with him. Baba, you are Karan Karavanar. I watch you and we both do it together. It's a company. We are combined, it's a company. We are studying, student, teacher, it's a company colors. So whole day in different relationships, the presence of Baba colors the soul. That means colors of virtues, Baba's virtues, Baba's personality, Baba's sanskars, Baba's... So that was a real holy, right? And the way Baba explained holy this time is God's company's color, color of God's company, what it makes you holy. So what is the color of His company? Holiness. Some people will say, what is the color you're getting from God's company? God's company colors, but what's the color? Color of purity. That she said, holy. So in that color of holiness, what is one of the holiness happening is, as if past is past. It happened. Why I'm thinking? What's the hurt? Why there is? Okay, it's gone, past is past. So I first time yesterday I understood the real three words we had heard before in Murli also. They were not new. But the way I understood, the way Baba said was, you all are colored in the company of God, because that was happening. And color I understood was holiness, of holy purity. And the result of that is holy. It's okay, I'm not getting into anything because I'm holy. So how can anything impure can emerge in me or I think of, you know, past. So it was a beautiful experience for me when he was talking about, I was saying, yes, I am in your company. Yes, I can feel I am becoming holy. But I can also feel that now there is this nature of not digging, not trying to dig, argue, prove. Yesterday I realized there are some people, they even prove their principles. Their ego is connected with their, this is I do, this is I never do. It's a very subtle ego involved in that. In Hindi I was thinking, siddhanton ko siddh karna. Very subtle ego comes in. But within 1 second, holy means God's company's color make you holy and you make past as past. All three are combined. So if somebody says how much I am colored, then you have to see how much I just say, okay, past is past. And that holiness is important. And I think that's where I still feel when Baba still has to tell us not to have his thoughts. I was thinking maybe next time God won't have to say that. We all will say, no, children don't have his thoughts now. Then we won't feel he is saying same thing. He's saying same because we haven't done it, no? Because some also say Baba had been saying this for so long. He said, because he really wants us to stop it, now change. And really this thing of when you connect it with controlling and ruling power, that means our thoughts have to be engaged, right? In controlling you don't engage your mind, that's like okay, control. But in ruling, because before golden age begins, everything has to be experienced at confluence age. No? You won't have those capacities suddenly emerging in golden age. But it's at confluence age. One time Baba said that the ruling capacity also is like in golden age, the rulers, emperor, empresses, and the subjects were like a family. They are like a family. So here also we are family, and then kingdom is being created. So even Baba says same things, but every time we hear, like I enjoyed Holi yesterday when he was explaining, or I had been thinking a lot on ruling power. So I had been practicing whenever I have to do something, say, which power I am using. And that's where Baba said, you want to experience that power come at the right time and help you, obey you, then you have to be seated on the throne of Master Almighty. So that means you have to sit on the throne and then you say something. So that means there has to be so much practice. So whether I should sit on throne or I should not come off the throne, now is such time. Why to come off the throne now? Like God is Almighty. So he doesn't have to say, okay, let me now be almighty. So as much you keep using powers, you don't come off the throne. The aim is to be seated on the throne of Master Almighty so that when you give direction to any power or invoke any power, that power start working. And that's where I think ruling power is. That means you rule with powers. Ruling power means using all powers. Every power is needed for ruling. So my experience yesterday was more on reflection on a confluence age fortune connection. Then was on controlling, which I didn't think much because I thought for me enjoyable is more growing, is ruling powers. Not only that, but what is to be just Master Almighty. So now is the time that we will experience, right? So we will experience few things in meditation. And if we do collectively as we had been doing, I think could be very, very, very powerful. So what stage you want to experience? Little bit of every? Maybe 7-8 minutes one and then we move on. Because Murli is actually how you feel about, what you feel, not what you hear. Like I was hearing all three words same. We have heard holy three words so many times. But yesterday was feeling. Yeah, that's right. That's true. So feelings are different. Like this sister said, I felt everything is washed. So feeling was different. So Murli is how closely I listen, God is speaking and allow that to work on me. So it's, you don't need to use intellect for that actually. I always say soul should be listening, not mind and intellect. That means while listening you don't need to churn. You don't need to use intellect. Oh, Baba must have said because of this. Baba must have said because of this. Sometimes some people listen Murli and they connect why Baba said it. So they're using intellect. When Brahma Baba spoke, we sat in front. Soul is listening to God. So some say, but soul listens through mind intellect. No. Soul listens through ears. Not through mind intellect. But we have habit. Mind intellect should work. You know, we are so much into habit. But if we say, no, let me be in soul consciousness, mind intellect merged. Let soul absorb it, soul absorb it. Soul takes it. Then every time you will have new listening and new, not only new listening but also new feelings, more attainments in a different way. So quieter mind, quieter intellect. Remember some Sevdadi Gulzar, what happens when Baba comes? She says very silently, I am also listening. Even she will read Murli after. So if she is silent, God comes and she is sitting, soul is just allowing God to speak and sitting silently. Same is Murli for us also should be. Don't use your mind and intellect. You say, but how will I understand? But that capacity of understanding is there within the soul. It's only we explain this is mind, this is intellect, this is sanskar. But actually if you, in total harmony, there is no mind, no intellect, no sanskar. It's there, but you are just one. No dialogue, no conversations, no thinking. And that's really where true soul consciousness is. So first we can experiment and see how soul with God. And that's our fortune, no? That we could do it. We could do it. Any minute, any time we want, we can do it. So this inner quiet nature, not all the time use mind, use intellect, use mind, use intellect. So then we ask Baba, why Baba chose this chariot? Because soul has accumulated lot of power of silence, because Dadi Gulzar doesn't think much. Even for intellect she uses when it's necessary. But we think it has to be used. It has to be. So one is action through the body, then is through intellect, through mind. And especially these days, you know, they have to be busy. But in true soul consciousness, listening to God, your mind and intellect can be very silent. Okay, we will have meditation now. So I request everyone to sit properly and it's possible not to put your head on the chair or because we just become very light. If there is heaviness, then be more soul conscious than allowing your head to either on left side. Just be very, very detached from body, very light and yes, everyone has taken right posture. And then internal posture. External is body straight. And that's sit on the seat. That is in the center of forehead. It's all the attention, awareness, consciousness is from that this point, because that's where the ruler, master is sitting. As I am becoming aware, in this awareness, mind and intellect first get merged. Just be a detached observer. Becoming aware of the fortune, the fortune of being in company of God. I sit as a master, Almighty. stable, very firm. The self-sovereignty Baba has taught us to use every sense organ towards world service. One can be the master of the world. in the company of one who is purifier, one who is ever pure. Experience of purity the holiness so that I live in the present moment. Baba's company the beautiful color of Baba's company of love the color of Baba's company of peace.